Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WCBS's Tom Kaminsky and Craig Allen have already hit the road. They're joining our fellow Intercom radio stations down the Jersey Shore to kick off this Memorial Day weekend. They're joining us live from Neptune. Gentlemen, I understand you have a special guest with you this hour.
Yeah, we got down here nice and early on the Garden State Parkway, and so did this gentleman. Governor Phil Murphy, governor of the state of New Jersey, is joining us. Governor, thank you for joining Craig and I here.
Tom, it's great to be with you and Craig.
Absolute pleasure
day,
to meet you. Yes, it is. Yes,
likewise.
It is. You know, I'm gonna ask you right off the bat, since I'm the newbie here.
Yes.
I'm a Long Islander. I've only been to Wildwood. I have never been to the Jersey Shore.
Wow.
This is my first opportunity.
Wow.
I'm loving it. Tell us more about what's going on this weekend and some of the opportunities that other folks have coming down here.
I hope it's your first visit of many more.
Of many.
This is an extraordinary jewel, not just of our state, but of the entire country. The Jersey Shore is 130 miles of shore, among the prettiest in the entire nation. It so happens, due to a lot of great replenishment work from both the feds and the state, and thanks to a mild winter, the beaches have never been in better shape. It's a huge economy. I think we employ 128,000 people in the shore economy alone.
Right.
48 million visitors this between Memorial Day and Labor Day. The weather's good.
It's fantastic.
Out.
Yes.
We're rocking, man, on the Jersey Shore.
Now, I know you were in Lavalette a little bit earlier
this morning
with Senator Menendez, and you were talking about beach replenishment. And I know that was one of the things you were talking about this morning, was how to make the shore more resilient, especially in the face of what we faced after Hurricane Sandy.
You betcha. So there have been projects along the entire 130 miles. There are four counties that make up the shore communities. But what we were at today, we were in Lavalette, one of nine communities in northern Ocean County. About $130 million was spent, 65% covered by the feds, 35% by the state. And what you see there, you see really two things that strike you. One is the beaches go out a lot more,
mm-hmm.
so they're wider. And secondly, significant dunes,
mm-hmm.
and then they're planting dune grass. That will all mitigate
absolutely.
The next storm, both the width of the beach, but more importantly, the dunes, and it looked outstanding.
How do you feel in terms of the progress since Sandy that you've been coming along here? Is it on schedule, or do you feel yourself a little bit
way
behind?
It is way behind. I don't want to throw rocks at anybody,
right.
but we inherited something that was far too behind.
Yeah.
And Craig, we still have, I don't know what the exact number is, but it's close to 1,000 families who are still not back in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was almost, it's now coming up to 7 years ago. We're finally unleashing some more money and unleashing restrictions, and the pace of persons getting back, of families getting back in their homes, has picked up. But we won't rest until we're back 1,000.
Yeah, we've got a ways to go.
Now, Governor, I fly in a helicopter every day, every morning doing the traffic report. So I see what the infrastructure is like. I've been sitting in the construction up and down the Garden State Parkway, as a lot of folks have. But that's vital work. That infrastructure work is vital work, because you've basically got 90 days here down the shore, where this entire area depends on those 90 days. And just some of the, if you could just talk to just some of the the investments.
So it's a great question. And by the way, everyone listening, anyone who lives in New Jersey knows this, but if they don't, we're the fourth smallest state geographically in the country, but we're the 11th largest in terms of population, which makes us far and away the densest state in America.
Mm-hmm.
So moving people around is not a passing interest. It's existential.
Right.
And we've put an enormous, through the Transportation Trust Fund, through other projects, through the federal help, We've been aggressively fixing bridges. Route 72 in particular is one that comes to mind. Being able to widen the turnpike over the pass, which has now been completed. Getting our roads, bridges, rails, tunnels into fighting shape. Getting the Gateway Tunnel, please God, funded and built under the Hudson.
Yes.
All of those really matter for us. Those are some states, I think they can be sort of optional.
Mm-hmm.
You see it better than anybody. Mm-hmm. This is not option. It's pass-fail for us.
No, absolutely. New York and New Jersey need that.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen to that.
Now, I'm a Jersey guy, born, Born and raised in Jersey.
I love you, man. I'm going to be.
Right. Now we'll have to make sure that
this Long Islander just suddenly felt
I'll
the chill.
What are your plans for the Memorial Day weekend? I'll be at Seaside Park. I don't know where you're going to be.
I won't be far from you. Okay. I won't be far from you. I'll be just south of you. Let's say this, as I know we've said it already, and we must say it again. The most important part of Memorial Day weekend is the memorial part. So God bless our troops, both present and past, particularly those who have given their lives to defend this greatest nation on earth. So I'll be doing some tomorrow morning. There's an annual, very solemn ceremony in Burlington County.
Nice.
At a military cemetery. And beyond that, out boardwalks, parades, doing a little bit of this.
Exactly how you should spend the Memorial
Day weekend. Exactly. I may find my way. I'm a Murphy, after all. I may find my way into a bar from time to time. But out with folks enjoying this extraordinary shore and this extraordinary state.
It is extraordinary in the fact that there's so much from here and the shore, and I could see this from a forecasting point of view. And then you have everything that's sort of west of 287, and it's just like, and also west of the Turnpike, and it's just such a different type of environment completely. The state offers so much.
So I was out, we signed into law recently a new film and television tax credit. And so New Jersey is open for business to make TV and movies. And I was out in Los Angeles with the studios about 6 weeks ago pitching New Jersey.
Really?
And one of the points that came up time and time again was, in a state our size, we're the size of Israel, almost to the square mile, we have more diversity in terms of the opportunity to shoot exteriors. Not just we're the most diverse population-wise state in America, but the shore, the mountains, the urban, the farmland. Mm-hmm. It's extraordinary. The suburbs around Philly look a lot different than the suburbs around New York.
Right.
You name it. So we've got extraordinary diversity in the state in every respect.
Governor, enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thank you
very much for joining us, Governor Phil Murphy.
Thank you.
We've got to get you to Jersey.
I know. I have to come here more often.
And for everybody listening, come on down to the Headliner. We're going to be here all day with our Radio.com kickoff for summer. Guys, back to you.
Governor, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, gentlemen, thanks. Well, what a tough assignment for Tom and Craig today, huh? Down the Jersey Shore, joining us live from Neptune this afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.